Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. On Wednesday, we talked with the state advisor for the North Dakota FFA at this year's 94th annual FFA National Convention in Indianapolis to get an update on the convention's first day. Nikki, I know that there was a lot of blue jackets expected to be there. What's it been like so far this morning?
Yeah, so convention has officially kicked off with the opening of the FFA shopping mall and the expo where students get to be a part in, and of course the career and leadership development events that are happening. Right now, last I heard, attendance is at 56,000, which is such a great number. And it's great. I wish you guys could see all the sea of blue jackets. It's just refreshing after the couple years everybody's had.
I know that there is some video, and I'm going to have to check it out here a little bit. I know there's also a lot of folks that are taking part in the FFA activities in a virtual setting. I don't know, was there anything set up in North Dakota with your group to do that?
So every advisor had the option. If they weren't attending, they did make National Convention available at a hybrid or completely virtual. So I know that there are chapters in North Dakota that are going to be taking advantage of those opportunities, participating in the FFA Blue Room, student and teacher workshops, and so much more. I know even teachers that are attending plan to go back and implement some of the virtual components even into the rest of the school year, because a lot of this content is now going to be available to them until May.
Well, I'm also curious, because you're the state advisor, first time being that, because Aaron had done it for a long time. So are you kind of like frantically trying to go around and check everything out, or what's your role like now at this event?
My role looks a little different. Rather than having a small group of my own members, I have over 300 members here. And so my role here is just to provide support to the North Dakota Ag teachers and chapters that are attending convention. I also have the opportunity to present as a national FFA teacher ambassador, and I also present on behalf of CASE, which is a curriculum for agri-science educators. And so I'll get to present some workshops to teachers, which is really fun to still be a teacher in a way, just to my audience is adults. So, and I get to work with people like yourself to share the story of FFA at convention.
So when you're in Indianapolis like this, representing North Dakota, do you get your group from North Dakota kind of together every day and just kind of talk about things, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, not possible. Okay. It is a jam-packed schedule. And so if anybody's interested, if you go to convention.ffa.org, you can see the schedule. And there's no one time that we could get all 300 people together because it's so busy. We're really proud. We have a lot of chapters here that advance to in-person competition. And so a lot of them started competing today. There will be competitions tomorrow. And we're holding our breath. We've had some chapters work really, really hard, and we're hoping to see some top 10 finishes and maybe take home some hardware.
What types of things are at the FFA shopping mall?
The convention expo is comprised of two parts. So there's the shopping mall and then the expo portion. Shopping mall, there's a lot of booths, boutiques, national FFA apparel, just things where kids can get their hands on apparel, essentially.
Right. Sure.
A lot of advocating for agriculture. So a lot of booths will have unique clothing that advocates for agriculture and FFA. And there's also the expo. And so when we talk about premier leadership and personal growth and career success, the expo really wraps all that together. So students get to walk through there. There's a hall of states, so they get to go through and learn about different states' commodities. There's a large portion of universities and colleges that attend, so kids can really dive into, you know, their interests as they either go right into the workforce or want to attend college. And so they can get connected with colleges while they're here. And then we also have, you know, the big sparkly machines, right, that sit on the showroom floor. And so we see John Deere and Case and so many more that I'm not mentioning, that kids get to go rub elbows with professionals in industry. And I think that's the part that we forget about here.
Again, that was the North Dakota FFA state advisor from the National Convention in Indianapolis, Nikki Fiddledy-Dahl. This is Inside Agriculture.